This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Jennifer Oppenheimer is live in studio. She is the director of the Enrichment Programs, Field Schools, and Marketing for the University of Virginia School of Continuing and Professional Studies. How are you? It's good to see you. There you go. Try that again. Sorry.
Good to see you too, Coy.
I got to press the right buttons. So how's your summer going?
It's going great. I've just been spending time with my four-month-old daughter.
I was going to say that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A new mommy. That's fantastic.
I am, and getting ready to wish my three-year-old a happy birthday next week.
Wow.
She'll be three on September 1st.
So you're one of those young mothers who has her hands full.
I do.
Career, with two babies.
Exactly.
Gosh.
Two dogs, an old house, you know.
You must live in Charlottesville. So are y'all sleeping yet?
We are, you know, on and off. She doesn't seem to have a schedule yet. One day it's 11, 2, and 5, and up at 7:30, and then another day she'll sleep till 5, and then you just never know with her.
Yeah, yeah.
We're still working it out.
Yeah, that sounds great. So give us a Jennifer Oppenheimer 101 before we talk about the work that you do. Where are you from?
From New York City originally. My husband and I came down here at about almost 12 years ago, just looking for a new life outside of New York City, and we really found one. We thought maybe we'd be back in a year, but we made incredible friends, and it's just a wonderful community, and bought a house and been here ever since.
Yeah, it's a great town. It's hard to leave. So you grew up in Manhattan, in the
Manhattan,
city?
In Manhattan, born and bred.
Now, what is that like?
It was great. I think you grew up a little maybe too fast. But I actually grew up, my dad lived on the Upper East Side, and my mom, we lived on Roosevelt Island, a little three-mile island in between Manhattan and Queens.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like you had the best of both worlds. It was this little utopia. There was tons of people there from the United Nations and all different socioeconomic statuses, and it was a really interesting place to grow up. So you had this place, and then you were just 3 minutes tram ride over a little tramway across the East River into Manhattan.
Wow, mm-hmm. Gosh. So your kids are growing up in quite a different environment, I guess.
Very different, very different, yes.
But still a wonderful town. Jennifer Oppenheimer is live in studio. What is UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies? Because I've heard this name before, and a lot of people hear it, but they don't know exactly what you do.
Exactly. Well, we are one of the 10, well, now 11, degree-granting schools of the university. We do have our own undergraduate degree program, the Bachelor of Interdisciplinary Studies, which is a part-time program for adults that want to come back to school. And then we also have regional centers throughout the state that our main business is educating educators. That's what we've been doing for a long, long time. But then each of the other centers, Northern Virginia, Richmond, Roanoke, here in Charlottesville, we're the University Center. We each all do different things, and we do a lot of things here at the University Center in Charlottesville. We have the Community Scholar Program, which is how you can take classes on grounds at the university alongside regular students. We have our Career and Professional Development programs, both credit and non-credit courses there. We have a post-bac pre-med program that we started a couple years ago. I could keep going on. We have travel and learn programs for adults. We have our own courses for educators, alternative route to licensure. And then we also have online courses, just you name it. We do just about anything for non-traditional learners here in Charlottesville, online, nationally, internationally.
And this is a whole separate, unique school at UVA, just like the College of Arts and Sciences or the med school.
Exactly.
Or the business school or the law school.
Exactly, exactly.
Wow. You do a great deal of stuff. I had no idea y'all did that much over there.
We do a lot. A lot of people don't realize it. Sometimes the face of our university, or our school, excuse me, is one thing or another. A lot of times these personal enrichment programs, which we'll talk about today, are often at the forefront. And a lot of people just know us as the place to kind of, we take you places. We besides doing our own programming, which we do a lot of, and we have our own great faculty, we provide entryways into the university for community members, for high school students. We do a lot of work with the Sorenstein Institute. We provide a lot of academic credit. There's just things all over that we do.
Yeah. We are talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer of UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies. And what's the website, by the way?
scps.virginia.edu.
scps www.virginia.edu. Yes. There you go. So your particular part of this big school and all of these different things is creating these courses that anybody can walk in off the street and go back to school. Is that right?
Exactly. The personal enrichment evening courses, as we like to call it, we offer about somewhere between 30 and 40 courses each fall and spring. And they're once a week, usually, for 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m. They're no credit, so no evaluation, no grades, no homework. So you just kind of come in, spend some time exploring things that are of interest to you.
Wow, so that's good stuff.
It is good stuff.
Now, how long have you been doing this? About 10 years?
Yeah, I've been doing it about 10 years. I've been with the school for a little over 10 years and doing this program for 9 years.
Most unforgettable class that you created?
Oh, gosh, the most unforgettable class that I created. Probably a series of classes, which is have been these presidential lecture series that we've been doing. We did Madison, Montpelier. I kind of inherited the Monticello. We've been doing one, Jefferson and Monticello, for, I think, close to 20 years. And then I came in and we kind of expanded it out to some of the other historical properties, presidential properties. And so those have probably been my favorite.
Yeah. And you get folks to sign up for these from all across the community. I mean, seniors who are interested and have some time, but also young people as well.
Yeah, I got a call from a 16-year-old who was interested in taking our screenwriting course. And, you know, sometimes we have to make decisions on the younger kids whether or not the material is appropriate. But definitely anyone ages 18 to 80, we get all sorts of folks. And, you know, certain courses skew one way or another. Our language courses tend to skew younger, and some other ones maybe skew older. But you really walk into a class and you can see just about every representation in Charlottesville.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Jennifer Oppenheimer is my guest live in studio. She's with UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies, and she's in charge of creating the personal enrichment courses offered in the evenings at the university that you can take advantage of. And you can learn more online at scps.virginia.edu. Jennifer, let's talk about some of the courses that are going to be available starting this fall, I guess. People can sign up now, right?
Yes, we are in registration. We are very, very busy over there, and we've got about 34 courses that we're going to be offering this fall. Most of them are going to start in mid-September. We're registering now, and we've got courses, lots of returning favorites, such as Historic Virginia Buildings. That's a course that we've been doing for a long time. We do it.
Sounds like Ed Lay to me.
It is Ed Lay. You got it.
I'm a big fan.
Yes, as we all are. Fundamentals of Personal Finance, The Home Landscape, Introduction to the Sky and Solar System with Ed Murphy, who I know is a guest here.
Another big fan, yeah.
Yes, definitely. Our language classes. So we've got a lot of returning classes that we just offer every semester because people just are really interested in them. And then we've got a lot of new classes this semester that I'm pretty excited about. We've got a class on Faulkner and the American South, which is brand new for
us. Very cool.
Yes. We know there's a lot of people out there in Charlottesville who are big Faulkner fans, and also a lot of people who are just wanting to be fans, wanting to understand. And so yeah, this class is going to be topical, but also talk about those literary issues and try to help people understand how to kind of get in there. You got to get in there to understand his writing. And
I was never a huge Faulkner fan, but of course I'm a huge fan of Southern literature.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure this is more than just Faulkner. It's Faulkner as a window into Southern literature, right?
No, I think it's really going to be mostly about Faulkner. Truthfully, yeah. This, I mean, I think Southern literature is a great idea for some other courses, but this one is really going to be on Faulkner and how through him he was a window to understanding the South.
Yeah, yeah.
So
for the first time in a long time, yeah.
Yes.
Did you ever see that documentary series Tell About the South? It's fantastic.
I haven't.
Yeah, it really is. AG Films, Tell About the South. It's three parts. Came out, what was it, 15 years ago, 20 years ago?
Mm-mm.
Really great. It's a three-part documentary series about Southern literature. And it starts with Faulkner, how he just blazed onto the scene and changed everything. And all of a sudden people sat up and said, wow, there's real writers in the South. And that's great. So who's teaching that?
A woman by the name of Elise Guidoni, and I might be actually butchering her name, but she's a wonderful woman who came here, who actually lives in a house that Faulkner lived in, right near our offices at Zimmer Hall, right on, I think, Lewis Mountain Road. But she also came here when we started the archives and came here to work on them and study with them. She's French, and she's just really, really neat. And so she's going to be a first-time instructor for us.
Yeah, folks may not know, if you're new to Charlottesville, that William Faulkner was UVA's very first writer-in-residence back in the 1950s, I think it was.
54, I think he came.
Yeah, and he loved it here. Mm-hmm. Loved the fox hunting and hanging out with the hunt set. Yeah, and there was he was interviewed actually for the student newspaper at the time, which was it became the Cavalier Daily in 1948, and he was interviewed. And I remember that article. A student asked him what he liked about Virginia, and he said, "Well, you're snobs, and I like snobs." So tell me about this. We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer of UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies. They're unveiling their new courses for personal enrichment this fall. You can sign up now. This you're offering a new course on Abraham Lincoln, right? That's getting a lot of people talking.
Yes, definitely. We try to offer one big lecture series a semester and get in some people from outside of Charlottesville, as well as delve into some of the scholars that we have here. So in celebration of Lincoln's bicentennial of his birth that's coming up, we put together this lecture series. I did it in conjunction with a gentleman by the name of Sean Nulty. He's a doctoral student in the Department of History. And he and I sat down and we said, what can we do? And he brought in some pretty amazing talent. We have Michael Burlingame coming in, who is the best-selling author of Abraham Lincoln, A Life, which was a two-volume history that came out recently. We have some other national scholars coming in. And then, of course,
this course has different speakers.
This is a lecture series, as opposed to most of our other courses, which are just one instructor. They might bring in a guest lecturer here or there. But we've also got our own Michael Holt, Gary Gallagher, and as well as one or two rising historians, doctoral students from the Corcoran Department of History here at the university, and they'll be speaking as well.
Good stuff. And I'm just looking through the pamphlet here. Some other courses, A Survey of Western Religions, The Miracles of Mozart, Western Art Through the Middle Ages, Digital Photography. Good stuff. All sorts of great stuff.
It is. It is. It's good stuff. And as I said, you know, some of these are courses that we offer every semester. This course in consciousness is something that we offered for the first time, I guess, last year with Stanley Sabaka, who is a retired physics professor from here at the university. And this was one of the things we were talking before about how I know what is going to go, as we say, or not go. And he called me and he said, I want to do this course. And I said, you know, he sent me this thing and I didn't even understand what he sent me. And I said, I don't know. And I thought about it and I spoke with some folks and I said, we'll give him a try. And it's the first course to fill up every semester. And
really?
People just love it.
And talking, what is it?
It's talking about consciousness and what is the nature of reality. And so and everyone loves it. And he's really fun to work with. But then we built off of that, and I said, okay, well, what is it that people are really liking there? And so we're starting, we have our first philosophy course this semester, and I got a doctoral student from the Department of Philosophy to teach a course, you know, in that and talking about some of the big issues in philosophy, and we're seeing a lot of excitement for that course this semester, too. So we build off of current topics and things that are what I find is interesting to people.
It's a real skill and talent that you have to know what course is going to work for this community and what wouldn't.
I hope so. I hope I have a read on things. You know, sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'll offer a course that I am so sure that people are going to want, and then we get one or two people. You know, we very rarely
What's an cancel. Example of something in the past that you were excited about and you rolled it out and people just weren't really that interested?
I put together a course with the folks over at Shenandoah Shakespeare, or the American Shakespeare Center, which they're now called, where you would go see some shows and then come back and talk about them. And I was really excited.
I'd sign up for that,
and people just weren't. And I wonder, you know, I think that what I learned there is people want topics that are interesting to them right now. And they want current things that are going on. So that's why historic Virginia buildings are so interesting, because when someone comes, they can say, they can walk them down the street and go, well, this is this and this is that, and they can talk about these things. They might know people who live in those houses. You know, our All Aboard Italy, our language courses, people want those because they're going. You know, or even the philosophy courses or the consciousness courses, they're relevant to people right now, and they're things that people can really grasp.
Yeah.
And so I think no one really wants to talk about Shakespeare right now unless they're... unless it's for a professional reason.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things. We get a lot of people who will say, I want to, they'll call me and say, I'm interested in teaching a course on this. And I say, well, it's really great if you had to choose between this or that. But if you have to make that decision, that why is someone going to get a sitter or pay the money and get out there say, I want to go to this every week. They have to really, really want to.
And you mentioned pay the money. What is the cost for these courses?
They range in price between $150 and $240, but most of them are $190.
And that's a good deal because they're, what, 6-7 courses long or more?
Or 8, yeah. Most of them are 8 weeks, and so it is a good deal. And most of them don't have textbooks. Some have that additional cost of a textbook, but most of them don't. And so it's a really good deal. I think that you really get a lot out of it.
Let me ask you to put those headphones on. We have a caller. Oh. We're talking with Jennifer Oppenheimer with UVA School of Continuing and Professional Studies. She is the director of the enrichment programs at UVA, and they're rolling out their new fall schedule. Margot is on line one. Margot, thanks for your patience. You're on with Jennifer. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. The question I have is no tests? That's for any of these courses?
No tests, you are correct.
No tests, so you absorb whatever you can and are able to. And
that's what it's all about. It's just about exploring. We don't make any judgment on you, and that's really all it's about, is coming in and getting out of it what you want.
Hence the name enrichment. I mean, it truly is just that.
It is that. No grades, no worries.
Well, thank you so much for answering my question.
Thank you. We hope to see you in a course.
Okay.
Thank you, Margo. Appreciate the call. So, Jennifer, how can people sign up? I mean, how can they explore what courses are offered, and how can they sign up?
Well, you can. Our catalog went out to most residents a couple weeks ago, but if you didn't get one, you're certainly welcome to either come by Zimmer Hall and pick one up or go onto our website and look at our virtual catalog. And then you can come on in and register. You just download the registration forms and get them to us, and we'll send you out a confirmation letter and say, yeah, we got it, and we're excited to see you.
And it's as easy if you're out shopping or whatever. You can stop by Zimmer Hall, and folks should know that's the big building behind Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church, right?
Exactly, exactly.
Off of Alderman Road.
Up Midmont Lane. Not Millmont, but Midmont Lane. Yeah.
How many times have you said that?
It's beautiful back there by Zimmer Hall. A lot of people come back and they say, oh, we've never been here. And you can get to O'Hill from back there.
Yeah, you're right up at the foot of O'Hill.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of our courses are there at Zimmer Hall. And then some of them are also scattered around grounds. We just make sure they're places that there's good parking so people feel safe getting to them at night.
Who's Zimmer? Do we know?
He was an early president, but I could be wrong.
Not of UVA.
No, then he was a dean.
We'll find out.
He was somebody.
I've often wondered that.
His picture's downstairs. And, oh, gosh, I should know that answer.
I've often wondered that. Every time I come over there, I think, who was Zimmer? Anyway, we will find out soon, and we'll let you know. And before we break for CBS News and let you go, I guess we can announce here publicly for the first time that I am going to be teaching one of the courses here.
Yay.
Not this fall, but next winter, right?
Next spring, exactly. Well, we call it our spring semester, but it'll start in late January, and we're so excited about
that. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, we did a History of Charlottesville lecture series a couple years ago. Actually, a lot of years ago. What did we decide? It was 2004.
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting old.
And I was just one of the speakers for that course.
And he was one of the speakers, and then we decided to bring it back, but Coy, being the man in the know, he says, you know, I'm just going to do it all by myself. That's how I sound like my three-year-old. I'm going to do it all by myself.
And we'll do, and it'll start in January. It'll be 7 sessions. Mm-hmm. It'll include a tour.
Yeah.
And we will do the history of UVA, the corner, and Charlottesville all in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
With lots of pictures. Yeah, and no tests.
Yeah, we're really excited. We've got a lot of other good new courses already online for the spring. So there's lots of good things going on there and lots of opportunities for folks to get out and explore their interests and just get off the couch and meet some folks and get out there and write, learn a language, learn about local history, explore the arts.
What's the deadline for these fall courses that we've discussed today?
Well, we are going to close registrations for some courses 10 days before the class begins or when it fills. We already have a bunch of courses that are already filled.
Oh, wow.
A lot of our writing courses are really, really popular. And as we talked about, the consciousness course is already filled. And a few others are getting there. So
check it out online at SCPS for School of Continuing and Professional Studies.virginia.edu. Jennifer Oppenheimer is the director of the enrichment programs and the field schools. She joins us live in studio. We'll have to have you back, and we'll preview the spring term.
Oh, I'd love that.
Great. Thanks for being here, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me.
A break for CBS News, local news, and weather. We're back with Hawes Spencer. This is Charlottesville Right Now.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.